With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's The Overtime.
Welcome to the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRRC2, a 2023 winner and a 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the Nation. I'm Rich Sale. Starting off in the Women's Basketball Final Four, where the South Carolina Gamecocks defeated the NC State Wolfpack 78-59. In the win, Camila Cardozo led the way for the Gamecocks with a double-double, 22 points and 11 assists on 10 of 12 shooting from the floor, including on this insane find.
Long on a three. And Watkins, yet another rebound, her 12th. Johnson lobbing it up. Cardozo able to finish. Timeout NC State.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Raven Johnson and Sahina Papayo scored 13 and 10 points each to also help the Gamecocks end the win. In the loss for the Wolfpack, Azia James scored 20 points on 6-17 shooting from the floor. River Baldwin and Zoe Brooks each recorded 12 points in the loss. With the win, the South Carolina Gamecocks moved to 37-0 and advanced to the national championship. In the other Final Four matchup of the evening, the Iowa Hawkeyes squeaked out the UConn Huskies 71-69. In the win for the Hawkeyes, Caitlin Clark recorded 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists, including an insane four-point play.
Dolke trying to get it to Clark. Does. Her three is good. Plus the foul.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Hannah Stuwelke also added 23 points, while Kate Martin dropped 11 points off the bench for the Hawkeyes. In the loss for the Huskies, Paige Beckers and Aaliyah Edwards each scored 17 points, while KK Arnold recorded 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals. The Hawkeyes will take on the Gamecocks in the national championship. Crossing over into the NBA, where the Dallas Mavericks edged out the Golden State Warriors 108-106. In the win for the Mavericks, PJ Washington dropped 32 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals, going 12 of 18 from the floor. Kyrie Irving recorded 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Tim Hardaway Jr. added 13 points off the bench. In the loss for the Warriors, Steph Curry finished with 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Klay Thompson added 16 points in the loss, while Gary Payton II and Brandon Podziemski each scored 14 points off the bench. With the win, the Mavericks move up to the 5th seed in the West, trailing a game and a half back of the 4th seed, while the Warriors remain the 10th seed. In the nightcap game of the evening, the Phoenix Suns handled the Minnesota Timberwolves 97-87. Grayson Allen led the way for the Suns with 23 points on 6 of 14 from the floor, going 4 for 8 from behind the arc. Kevin Durant recorded 22 points, going 9 of 14 from the floor, while Devin Booker and Yusuf Nurkic each recorded a double-double in the win. In the loss for the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards finished with 17 points on 6 of 19 shooting. Nikhil Alexander-Walker also contributed 13 points off the bench. With the win, the Suns set at the 6th seed, while the Timberwolves are still tied for the top seed. This has been the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Rich Sale.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?